சர்வஜீவ பாவநாச காரணம் மகேஸ்வரம் ஸ்வீகிருதஞ்ச கர்வவாச தேகபாஷமீதிருஷம் யாவிதம் ஸ்வலீலயாச்ச ஏன திவ்ய ஜீவனம் தம் நமாமி தேவதேவ ராமகிருஷ்ண ஈஸ்வரம் ஓம் ஸ்தாபகாய ச தர்மஸ்ய சர்வதர்மஸ்வரூபிணீ அவதார வரிஷ்டாய ஸ்ரீராமகிருஷ்ணாய தே நமஹ. யூ மே பி அவேர் ஐ எம் ஃப்ரம் த ஒன் ஆஃப் த ஹோலியஸ்ட் பிளேஸ் ஃப்ரம் ராமேஸ்வரம். I was there for the last 40 years. I am there in Rameshwaram, connected with our Ramakrishna Mutt and Mission. We are doing great service there for the downtrodden poor fishermen by constructing more than about 300 houses. Apart from that, so far we have helped more than 2 lakhs of Sri Lankan refugees. I am taking care of that work since it is a great bill. Kashi in the north, Rameshwaram in the south. Before that, since I am from Rameshwaram, I shall repeat some Ram Naam. We shall chant that because it's such a holy place, great, very fine devotional atmosphere. I am extremely happy to know he is from Saudi, the Pujari who invited me. Apart from that also, I am extremely happy to hear, and my heartfelt gratitude is the organizers also from they started talking with me in Tamil. I am originally from Tamil Nadu, my native. I told our Pujari Maharaj that Kumbakonam. So I joined in 1969. I joined in Ramakrishna Mission. This is the golden jubilee year for the last 50 years of the Ramakrishna Mission, serving in different places. Now I shall chant something, so from my heart, so you can repeat. So with that, already they had a very fine devotional songs. I shall also to contribute something, is it not? Not only that lecture, we have to create a devotional atmosphere. That is most important. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ ராஜா ராமச்சந்திரமூர்த்திக்கே, ஜய் ஸ்ரீ சீதா மாதாக்கே, ஜய் ஸ்ரீ ஆஞ்சநேய பகவானுக்கு, நம பார்வதி வதே ஹரஹரமஹா. ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், 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 ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், ஸ்ரீராம் ஜெய ராம் ஜெய ஜெய ராம், Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama,
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om,
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 Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya
Om Shiva 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 Shivaya Namah Om
Shiva 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 Shivaya Namah
Om Shiva 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 Shivaya Namah Om
Shiva 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 Shivaya Namah
Om Hara 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 Haraya Namah Om Hara 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 Haraya Namah Om Hara 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 Haraya Namah Om
Hara 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 Haraya Namah
Om Hara 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 Haraya Namah Om Hara Hara
Hara Hara Haraya Namah
Om Bhava 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 Bhavaya Namah Om
Bhava 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 Bhavaya Namah
Om Bhava 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 Bhavaya Namah Om
Bhava 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 Bhavaya Namah
Om Bhava 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 Bhavaya Namah Om
Bhava 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 Bhavaya Namah
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namah Om
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namah Om
பார்வதி வரகர மகாதேவா என்னாடுடைய சிவனே போற்றி என்னாட்டவர்க்கும் இறைவா போற்றி போற்றி. ஸோ எர்லியர் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ கிரேட்டஸ்ட் டூ சேத்ரா இந்த நார்த் காசி சேத்ரா இந்த சவுத் ராமேஸ்வரம். This is something lover for Hindu Dharma, for especially for not only for the Hindus, for the entire world, the greatest holy place. In our Bharat, there are about 12 Jyotirlingas are there. 12 Jyotirlingas. Established by great Acharya Pushras, Rishis, Munis and Seers. 12 Jyotirlingas. In that very important Kasi, next is Rameswaram, the south. One beauty is there. All the 11 Jyotirlingas were made by like Shankaracharya and Rishis, Munis and such sages and saints. Only one Shivalinga in the south, in the Rameswaram, made by Sita Mata. How she made, you know, the Ramayana mystery, you might have read. She made others or made by the linga me patthar me banaya. This is only made by sand Shivalinga. Sand Shivalinga. Sita Mata, you may be knowing that one. After killing Ravana, Ravana Samhara, Bhagavan Ramachandra Murthy returned back to here, Bharat. So they were all stationed there in Rameshwaram. So much bloodshed there, Ravana was killed. Though Ravana was such a type of man, but he was Yashiva Bhakta. Then Agastya, that Munis and all, arrived there. Oh, Bhagavan Ramachandramurti, your Ravana Samhara is over. Whatever he may be, even may be culprit, even may be a terror, whatever may be, Shiva Bhakta, you have to do Shiva Puja for that one. We have to do Shiva Puja. Then Bhagavan Ramachandramurti, what he did, Anjaneya was there, Bhagavan Anjaneya was there, asked him to do that Shiva Puja, go to Kailas and bring Shivalinga from, because most auspicious Shivalinga will be, Shiva will be there. You get a Shivalinga from Kailas. So immediately, repeating them, Ram Ram, he flew to Kailas. When he reached there, that time, this thing, Lord Shiva was in great meditation. He had to wait there. In the meanwhile, the Rishis and Munis were there waiting for them to come. It is getting late. Brahma Muhurta, that auspicious time. Agastya Muni says, in the meanwhile, Sita Masa, you might have visited Rameshwaram, made a Shivalinga in the seashore. Out of playfully, she made a Shivalinga out of sand. Then what this Maharishi is told, especially our Maharishi, they told, so Sita Mata made, the auspicious time is moving, so better you can do puja on this itself, since Sita Mata made. So they all started bringing flowers and offerings, whatever offerings were there, they completed the puja. In the meanwhile, Anjaneya Bhagavan came back with two Shivalingas. One for his worship, another for the worship of Bhagavan Ramachandramurti. Then he found already puja is over. He got terrified. He's a Bhakta, real Bhakta. You ask a Bhakta to go there and bring Shivalinga. How you couldn't perform this one, puja? He got terrified, got angry. So real Bhakta will get angry. Somebody is insulting them. If it's an ordinary Bhakta, you will not, they will bother about that one. If it's a real Bhakta, you will get, you may be God, but you gave me instruction. I have to wait there because Shiva was in meditation. So I have to wait and bring them. How you could make puja? Don't get angry. So, okay, what you are saying also correct. This is after all sand Shivalinga. Made by Sita Mata, she made, but the Rishis and all Munis, they told this. After all, sand is Shivalinga. You can sand, you know what is the condition of the sand. You just remove that one. remove that one, put yours in India. Then he, Hanuman thought, what is this after all? Simple shiver. If there is a shivalinga in the sea, so simply if it touches even a child's touches, it will fall down. So he put the trial there and dragged him. He got astonished. Such a powerful. Because even now the shivalinga is there. You have to keep it in mind. Struggling. He couldn't do anything. Unshakable. He got terrified. Hare, I am such a powerful man. I can lift even Sanjidi Parvada. But after all, sand shivalinga. I couldn't do anything. He got stunned. Ma, what is the power of Sita Mataji? What is the power? What was the power and what is the power of Sita Mataji? Maharaj, what I have to do? Then Rama told, what to do? Now, no problem. The other side, now you, those who have visited my death, that Shivalinga is in the Garbhagraha, the which was made by Sita Mataji, that Shivalinga even now is there. So every day and before make puja for this one, your Shivalinga will be there when you go in the right side, it is there, which was brought by Anjaneya. So they make first pujaris, they make offering, puja, everything to that Shivalinga. After only they make Sita Mataji Shivalinga. And another one single which was, it is near, is Anjaneya. Those who have visited know, there is a Vishwarupa Darshana of Anjaneya is there. Excellent. There it is, there Shivalinga. So this is what happened. So such a powerful Shivalinga, only the all other singular Shivalingas made by saints, sages and Acharya Purushas. This is only made by goddesses herself. There's not many people, millions and millions of people visited, they are visiting Rameshwara. It's a beautiful island, Rameshwara. Beautiful. Even Guru Nanak and all visited there. They were got a Gurudwara also. But 45 days he was doing tapasya. That exact place they were renovated and their Gurudwara, all their early 63 Nayan Mars, many of them. Saiva saints of Tamil Nadu, 12 Alvars, all of many of them visited, many of them are visiting also. Just I shall tell you one example, because since we are connected with Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna and all those things, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's father, Sudhiram Chattopadhyaya, was great Vaishnava, very orthodox Brahmin. He visited Gaya and other places, Gaya, Kashi and other places. He was very particular. He must once go to Rameshwaram. Very orthodox Brahmin. So he thought how to go. Those days, no transport, nothing. From there, more than about 5,000 kilometers, something like that one, all travel, jeep by Padayatra. From there he started as a Parivirajaka. He started from where? Kamarpukur to Rameshwaram. Since he is a very orthodox Brahmin, he will not accept any food cooked by others. So he used to take rice, vegetable, dal and all from there, from some people. He used to cook his food, offer it to the Lord, taking some there way on the way, any temples with some tank and all those things, there river, take offer that like the tea, started walking. Said Kamarpukur, crossing all through Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and all, he reached Ramsam, months and months together he walked. Reached Rameshwaram. Rameshwaram temple, those who have seen, which you understand, it's a huge temple, not ordinary temple, surrounded by completely by sea water, an island. And they built such a huge temple with the great thousands and thousands of many kings, Sri Lankan kings, North Indian kings, South Indian, all joined together, they built a huge temple. Those who visited, you might be knowing, huge, all made by stone, pakka stone there, brought. They used boats and all, they brought it to the inside, then built a huge temple. There are three corridors are there. all made by pakka corridors are there. The inside the corridor, first corridor inside, there is where that Shivalinga made by Sita Mata is the main puja. In the second corridor, you can see 108 Shivalingas are there. 108 Shivalingas. Those days, any people, saints, sages, and the author, they used to independently, they can worship that one. Cook their food, offer it. Even now, that is there. 108 Shivalingas are there. Second corridor. Third corridor is a very fine corridor. More than 50-60 feet height. Longest in the world. 1,212 pillars. Beautiful girl. Longest in the world. The abilities. It's such a devotion. One will get astonished. Nowhere in the world like that one. So that day, representing that what is in Mataji, that meant Sattva, Rajas, and finally Tamas, like that one. So that day, Sri Ramakrishna, Bhagavan Ramakrishna's father reaches there and he started performing puja for one of the Shivalinga. He used to go and worship the other inner sanctum. There he used to go offer. Then for about 10-15 days he was there. And returned back to where he returned back to Kamarpukur. So one son was born to him. His name is Rameshwar. He kept in memory of. So first son is Ram Kumar. Second son is Rameshwar. Third is Ramakrishna. Just for example, such a great devotion. And since we are connected with the Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda and all those things, because there are so many things which you cannot explain. Yesterday was Shankara Jayanti. There I told Adi Shankaracharya, great soul. Swami Vivekananda, when he was telling about Adi Shankaracharya, he was telling this Advaita philosophy. Though it's a Buddhistic time, completely, almost, our Hinduism was washed out. Nobody to save Hinduism. That time, Shankaracharya was born. Defeated all the Buddhistic philosophy. And established Advaita. After that, Ramanuja, Madhva and all. But was such a strong man. Adi Shankaracharya, Swami Vivekananda, when quoting about him, he says, greatest intellectual ever born in the world, Advaita philosophy. When we have read Advaita philosophy, Swami may mean, they are though the follower of Ramanujacharya and all. But such he established it. After that only, Ramanuja, Madhva and all, they established the, our Hinduism. Swamiji says, Shankaracharya was the greatest intellectual ever born in the world. Such argument defeated entire Buddhism, re-established Hinduism. That Shankaracharya visited Rameshwaram. You may be knowing, I took up some of you. He, from Kailas, he brought one Spadigalinga, beautiful Spadigalinga. So it is kept there in the shrine. Those who have, you know, every morning, 5 to 6, so he instructed the pujaris there, they have to make milk abhishekha for that one, that Spadigalinga. 5 to 6. Sometimes during other month, Kartik Mandal, 4 to 5. That is their offering to this one. And there is Parvati Mada Mandir is there. The Parvati Mada is called Parvatavartini. Parvatavartini, the daughter of mountains. He made a Sri Chakra there. Established a Chi Chakra. Every day they are offering 1,000 mantras, mother mantra there. That is also his arrangement. Another arrangement is he made this Shankaracharya to save and protect our dharma, Dasanami Sampradaya sadhus. Earlier our sadhus were not, they were all independent, but they were not organized. He made Puri Sampradaya, Tirtha, Saraswati, and all Sampradayas. Who made? Shankaracharya. to interlink our people. There should not be a dispute between this group and that group. So he brought Brahmins from Maharashtra, Burmese they call. Even now they are doing puja there in the Rameswaram. Even our Tamil Nadu Brahmins are there. I am also that they have to stand out, but inside puja is only Maharashtra Brahmins. In Kedarnath, Kerala Brahmins. Like that he made a great arrival within the age of 32. Yesterday only was Sankara Jain, he used to remember that our greatness all. So like that, Adi Shankara established that one, even that Sivalinga, Spadigalinga, which was, it is worshipped with them. I brought you some Vibhuti and Kumbhamam from Rameswaram temple. Those are offered, I gave to some devotees yesterday. That's all offered from the near the this thing, Shivalinga, and the Kungumum I gave where from the Shri Chakra. I gave it to you. So that much a sadhu I could do. I joined in Ramakrishna Mission 1969, about 50 years now. This is the golden jubilee year. So I am there more than about 40 years, I am staying in Rameswara. So another very important incident, Swami Vivekananda. He took wandering, he became a wandering man after the passing away of Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna. He started from Calcutta to Kanyakumari. He became a monk sannyasi, and before starting, he had two sankalpa. I shall never touch money. If somebody offers me food, I shall not ask for food as a bhiksha. If they offer food, I shall take that food. Even if I perish, I don't care. But I understood what it is, the paristhiti, what is there. For the standard of our Bharat Mata, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna interested me with the, you have to save Sanatana Dharma. For that only he prepared me. How you have to go? He started from there, from Calcutta to Kashmir. All trials and tribulations. And walked over through all the states and reached Rameswaram, Kanyakumari. It took him 7 years to walk. It underwent all the this thing. One instance I shall tell you, he was some prostrated, no food, nothing. He entered a jungle there in the Ketri Samastana. He was walking, nothing could be found. So he saw, was exhausted at all, and he could see some river was flowing there, dense forest. Then Swamiji went to drank some water, had his bath, and he saw very nice one tree, and he put his towel, and he was sitting and meditating, sitting and thinking, oh Lord, nothing I could do, so he entered into meditation. Suddenly he heard the roaring sound of a tiger. Swamiji was sitting there in meditation. The strength of the Swami Vivekananda's mind, he was meditating. He saw the roaring sound of the tiger. Straight it was coming towards him. And he was so hungry, he could feel it was coming, terribly coming towards him. Swami Vivekananda sat and meditated, Om Namah Shivaya. So he was just thinking in mind, you are also hungry. I am also hungry. But I cannot eat you. I cannot eat you. But you can come and I offer my body to you. Sat there. That he just stood and watched Swamiji. It went round and I entered into that, went near that water river, drank some water and went. So like that, so many things. Finally, walking through all the places, covering Kerala and all, Swami Vivekananda reached Rameswaram. When he reached Rameswaram, from there, through boat, he entered into Rameswaram Island. He saw that great, beautiful temple with so much of divinity. He got excited to see the world. So find that. So he worshipped Lord Shiva and he used to sit there. Because since I am more than 40 years when I am very much connected with the temple Brahmins pujaris there. And there, those days when I was there about 40 years back, some there, Brahmins were there, about more than 90 years. They narrated me, "Swamiji, my great-grandfather had seen Swami Vivekananda. They were, they used to puja, and Swami Vivekananda, so somebody sadhu, full tejas, full strength, he used to, was just not to talk with anybody. Then what we used to, after this thing, prasada, that offering there, we used to give him prasada, just he will eat, sit and man. And he looks, many days he was there, going around the temple. Then Swami, where from, you have asked, oh, Hindi mein kaha se aaya, like that they are started asking. So I am from Calcutta, this I have come here. I am a wandering monk. I am very much attracted to the divinity and presence of. Then they started putting some questions. So you are belong to what sampradaya? Then Swamiji was well versed in Sanskrit. So instead of Hindi, I can talk in Sanskrit. They got stunned. So they started arguing with him. When in some points, Swamiji couldn't explain it because the Tamil Nadu Brahmins are very intelligent. They started explaining them in English. Can I explain you in English? They got stunned. You know English? Yes, I know English very well. I am a presidency college visitor, graduated in Calcutta. He started arguing with them. They got stunned. See his brilliance, his argument, the explanation of Veda, Mantra, Shastra. Swamiji, we have never seen. We thought with an ordinary man. So many people come, sadhus come and go. But a very extraordinary person. This temple in charge is Raja of Ramanat. They are hereditary there. See, he is also a highly learned man. He had his means somewhere in Oxford. Why don't you go and meet him? You are spending here more than 10 years. Why don't you go and meet him then, Raja of Ramanat? Even now, their descendants are the, taking care of that one. His name is Bhaskar. Then Swami Vivekananda walked from there. He reached Ramanathapuram. That time the court was going on. Raja was there. When he entered there, until Om Namah Shivaya, all got up. This because I am closely connected with the Raja's family also, King's family also. They tell that even now this great grandson of Bhaskara Sethupathi is now chairman for the temple. All got up. Hey, who is this Mahatma? Then Swamiji, just I have come here, just I want to meet you. Then Raja became excited. So Raja could talk only, no Sanskrit, but he could talk and he started starting Swamiji. Then Swami asked Swamiji to take some food. Started Swamiji, what for you have come and all those things. Was like this, I started from Calcutta and all those things. And he started arguing with Swamiji about Veda, Mantra, Shastra, Sanda. He is also a very learned man. After some time, he got stunned seeing the brilliance of the Swamiji. And Swamiji, now I am going to give you a great responsibility. Swami, hey, I am a sadhu. What response do you have to give? You are only king, I am sadhu. No, Swamiji, I have an invitation to go to Chicago. So the British people have selected me. In Chicago, there is a parliament of religions is going to be conducted there. As the representative of the Hinduism, seeing my brilliance, they have selected me. I have got that this thing. My invitation from Chicago to attend the Parliament of Religions. After hearing you, I think I am like a candle. You are like a brilliant sun. So I feel you are the fittest person to go and attend that one. So the original invitation for Chicago for the Raja of Ramanad, King of Ramanad, that he endorsed that one. And Swamiji told, I never accept anything. I have got whatever divine will, accordingly only I will talk. I have to, I am moving like that one. Swamiji, divine will, what will, I don't know. Here I shall give it to you. You do whatever you like. Swamiji kept in the bag. Swamiji was carrying a bag. He kept there. From there he walked to Kanyakumari. those who have visited Kanyakumari, they must be knowing there is a Bhagavati temple, Mataji ka mandir hai udhar. Even there, went there, worshipped Mata. That was a heavy, stormy day. Terrible rains it was going. He could see that rock, beautiful rock amidst of the tree. Something he felt, I must go there, meditate there, get a final result, what I have to do. One walk throughout India. So nobody could help him because of that terrible rough weather. But Swami Vivekananda, about 3 kilometers, swam. Just wearing on this thing, Kobin, he swam. And he reached there, sat there in deep meditation, 3 days and 3 nights. Even without taking it, there is no water available there. In the sea, amidst of the sea, those who have visited Kanyakumari, they may be knowing. There he got the realization. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna appeared and was crossing the Sri. And you have to accept that invitation. Crossing and guiding him. Then what happened? Swami Vivekananda understood this is the wish of Bhagavan Ramakrishna. From there he walked to Chennai. And Raja of Ramanat also helped him. And apart from that, what happened? Some Ketiri Maharaja was there. He met Swamiji. They all helped Swami Vivekananda. When he went to Chennai, he was staying in a Victoria Hall in Chennai. What happened? That time there was a big cyclone. He had kept all the money with him. There was a cyclone. Great disaster in Chennai. And Swamiji felt so much burn. All electricity, everything was on. He was just walking to the Marina Beach. And when he reached the near the Santom Church, he could see all fishermen are scattered and all, come rooted out. The families and all, boats and all, dagger, they were sitting near the St. Thomas Church and all, swearing nobody is there to help them. That was the condition. Because entire Chennai was in that condition. Then Swamiji saw that their feelings and all. He felt so worried. He got brought some interpreters and all. Actually, what is there? No, 2-3 days we have no food to eat, Swami. We are in great suffering. Then whatever money he got, collected the money, he went there. He asked his volunteers to purchase everything and whatever the food, cloth, whatever they had, he gave the entire money. That is Swami Vivekananda in Indian newspaper. He spent seeing the this thing was a great feeling. The utter poverty of the people. He gave entire money. Then Swamiji, what about you are going to Chicago? It is cancelled, he told. I am not worried. First I have to take care of this. Our own children. They are the children of Bharat Mata. They are in days. What is the use of my going to Chicago? Entire money is spent there. Nothing with him. And this news spread like a forest fire. In the headline of the Swamiji, one who was selected to go to Chicago, cancelled the program because seeing the utter poverty of the downtrodden, this poor fisherman. Money started pouring in, entire youngsters. And although there was an Alasinga Perumal, a staunch this thing, Ayengar. What, Swamiji, what you had done? Road to road I am going to collect. He was the main pillar. Went there. Well versed in the Vedas Mantrasam. Alasinga Perumal. He collected from door to door. Money poured like anything. After then from Bombay, Swamiji boarded. And there, after going with trials and tribulation, he got a great success. And everywhere, the entire world, the news was spread. And that time, Calcutta people, his own native, this thing, state, they wanted him to Bengal first. And Raja Ketri wanted him to Bombay, where he helped. And Chennai youngsters were told, this is Tamil Nadu, you are from, we have actually, you got the message, everything from Tamil Nadu people. You have to come to Tamil Nadu. But Swamiji told that day, I am greatly attached to Rameshwaram temple. It was my Lord Shiva, more than I entered this as a beggar. The Brahmins there fed me fine without any problem, gave me everything account of them. So I like to go to Rameshwaram Mandir first. Entering in this thing, Bharat means, then they have to arrange to go to Sri Lanka. Special steamer Swamiji, 1897, 26 January, Swamiji there landed in Rameshwaram. That in Bhaskara Sethupathi was the king who gave him that this thing, endorsed this letter, and he received him where he Swami Vivekananda landed. This is beautiful mandapam is there. Central government, or Modi's government, they built spending 2 crores. Like how there is there in Kanyakumari, beautiful mandapam there. From there was Swami Vivekananda was taken there. And Swamiji stayed in Rameshwaram Guru's house. That is also they renovated that one. After that, Raja of Ramanand requested him to give a lecture. Swamiji, your blessings and your message, first message. Then Swamiji, there he gives fine in this thing. He says, it is in love that religion exists, not in rituals and ceremonies. Rituals and ceremonies are only the means, they are not the end. Rituals, they are only the means, they are not the end. So, one should develop love for that. Whatever we say in Tamil, Thirumoolar says, Anbum Sivamum Irandanbar Arivila. Where is the Anbum Sivamum? Only if you have love, Shiva is residing with you. If you have no love, you may perform any puja, that, this and that. If you know love for your fellow beings, so Swami Vivekananda says, seeing one poor person, seeing Lord Shiva in him, if you have served him, you are 100 times entering into the temple is equivalent to that. But finally we are seeing Bhagavan Ramachandra Murthy, Sita Mata and Ajaneshi. They are not actually a personality. So they are the embodiment of some principles. Anjaneya Bhagavan, dedication. That's a real service. How you should mean it? A dedicated person should help him. Except Rama, he never knows anything in the world. So this is Pati Patni. What a great love, nowhere in the world. Like Rama's life. Sita Mata's life. So that is the reason. So that Swami Vivekananda explains that one. After that one only, he goes to Chennai. And when Chennai Swami, we reached there, that fisherman all heard that Swamiji, who helped you with cloth and also, that Swami is returning from. So it is there in the Indian newspaper. Those days, 1 lakh fishermen standing there in the Marina Beach. Received Swami Vivekananda with the light lamps. Lamps received. After that, he proceeded to this thing. Then Swamiji Vivekananda was there. Sharada Mata. Swamiji Vivekananda explained Sharada Mata reaching there about this greatness of Rameshwaram. She had a desire to visit Rameshwaram because already Bhagavan Ramakrishna, she had a desire to visit Rameshwaram. Since in 1902, Swami Vivekananda passed away. But somehow somebody conveyed this message to whom? Ramakrishnanandji Maharaj, who was at the time in charge of Mailapur Ramakrishna Mathe. He made elaborate arrangements. He invited Sharada Mata to reach there. Sharada Mata, when he reached there, the Raja of Ramanad Bhadi, when he heard that Sharada Mata is coming, she told, Swami Vivekananda is my guru. Sharada Mata is my guru Mataji. So he what made elaborate arrangements, 108 golden vilva leaves he made. Sharada Mata entered, reached there, and something he felt, it is a history, some felt, when Mata reached here, he felt the kind of inspiration. Some power is dragging him. I requested the Brahmins there, why don't you allow I feel some this thing. Why don't you allow Mataji to enter into Sita Mataji worshipped? I feel some presence. Why don't you allow them to enter into that shrine? Such an orthodox place. Never it happened. There something felt seeing Mataji. She can go inside. After Sita Mataji, no lady entered inside. Sharda Mata, it is there in the history. She offered 108 golden divas. They started repeating Om Maheshwaraya Namaha, Parameshwaraya Namaha, Kailasavasiraya Namaha, Kashivarsali. That mother offered that 108. That golden diva, you see, even now it is there. Even now it is there, kept in their treasure. So all these things, mother also had a vision to see, as if she has become like Sita Mataji. And she explained. And their yogi ma, and they're like, no, just keep quiet like that one. So everything is true. Ramayana, Mahabharata, everything is true. So you know, there was a great dispute was going that Rama's bridge. There was great, because I am there, the Nastika fellows, and started, they want to cut this shade pattern and built a canal there. Yes, they want to all those things. During that Sonia's Gandhi's time, they want to finish that one. Built a canal. Many, they tried what happened. They brought some very powerful machineries from Singapore, Japan and all those. When the heat that broke down. Another from very, very powerful from Australia, they brought that ship got sunk in that. Then only that also there is some power is working. They couldn't do anything. Unshakable that Sedu Vandana. Dispute was going on. Somehow you should either gentlemen. That time the NASA brought one. You might have seen from here something like a divine will. So they made a research. They declared it is something, a miraculous bridge. You can see 7,000 years they took the rock here. And they made a research and you see it is not something natural, man-made bridge. So we do not know how. But their rocks are there. The Supreme Court, that was Subramani Swami, filed a case. Now they are retaining that as a national monument. So it was built by Bhagavan Ramachandra Murthy. This is the thing you should remember in our heart. Meditate upon our heart. So I am from such place. I have to declare this message. And 1964, this was a big cyclone. And all Dhanushkodi got washed out. That time our Ramakrishna mission especially entered there. They gave great relief work today. They built a village, Ramakrishnapuram, 1964 cyclone. They built a village, Ramakrishnapuram, and also we have that fisherman. That I am staying in that village. I am purely from a vegetarian family. But the neglect of the masses is the kind for the Swara Institute, 63 Nayanmars lived, 12 Alvars, they are this so-called Nastika fathers and coming, disappearing faith. So I went there, sat there, started teaching them Veda, Mantra, Shastra, Rama, everyday Ramayana. In Sanskrit I started teaching those fisherman children. You could have seen one god, fisherman god. So I trained there in such a way, there was a great chanting and singing competition. In 2014, she got the state first prize. Standing. So we neglected them. These fellows, so-called the Tamilian Shanda, the cartoled of thing, and also brainwashed them. Now I went. After that, 1983, there was ethnic violence in Sri Lanka. So much a terrible problem. Thousands and thousands of people started arriving. Our Ramakrishna mission again entered the field. Otherwise, Christine Misri was standing with a cross to welcome. I went to the Vibhuti to welcome. All the Shankara, everybody supported me. I also stood. We helped 2 lakhs of people. More than 18 years, day and night I worked. And for your information, I tell you, you are all highly devoted to Bhagavan Ramachandra Murthy, Ganapati, all our Hindu gods and princesses. In Kanyavari district present situations, I shall tell you, before my their present situation, there were about 10 lakhs of fishermen were in Kanyakumari district. 10 lakhs of presently, not even a single Hindu fisherman family in Kanyakumari, all got converted. So I told you one side of the greatness of our tradition and all those things. Other side also, you should be very, very careful. In Kanyakumari district, presently, 71% Christians. All the 10 lakhs, they were converted. 24% Hindus. 5% Musalman. Ehi paristhiti hai Kanyakumari district mein. That should not happen to Rameshwaram, Kanyakumari. For the day and night, you are fighting. I am working for the those downtrodden people. After my entry, not even a single conversion. There I am teaching them Veda, Mantra, Ramayana, Mahabharata. This is my work. So, single man. I am now about 72 years of age. Why I am doing so? We should be very, very careful. You are highly devoted, performing nice puja, after everything. At the time, that Bharata is the most important. Once that is lost, here also we have a place. So you all, my sincere request is there. Another important issue, because of the atrocity of the Sri Lankan Navy, so far in the Rameshwaram, 600 fishermen have been shot dead. 600 fishermen are shot dead. 2,500 received bullet wounds and lost their livelihood. I am also taking care of that people, working for them day and night, contact with the state government, central government. At this juncture, what your attitude should be, you have to pray for their welfare. It's not an ordinary situation. Everything we are, everyone is there. Because you are here, such a long distance, you always you should pray for their welfare. Your prayer is more than any contribution. Your sincere prayer is more than any contribution. And we all pray for your welfare. Finally, one small this thing. So with that, I am going to complete. You should see for this small this thing. You know there is Amarnath. With that, I am going to complete this one. There is Amarnath. On the way to Amarnath, there is a village, very backward village. The most of the people staying there, they used to carry the luggages and other thing to the yatriyas. You know, those who went to Amarnath, they know, carrying to yatra. There was a very, very poor people, family. The father expired. There was Girath, one, this thing boy. Young boy was there, Girath. So he had three, what you say, sisters. Mother, they were working some coolie job, something there, washing the vessels and all those things. This boy was the main to take care of the family. So very sincere boy. He used to carry the luggages all the time, repeating the name of Lord Shiva. To any pilgrims going there. And like not with greedy, there were so many people you might have seen. Greedy people are expecting so much of money. But he used to carry that and leave it to the, there. And whatever they offer, you have to accept that one. But it is no time to go to even to visit Amarnath or any Shiva. Because right from the beginning, his family was utterly poor. What he could do, he has to take care of the family. Whatever he gets, that he has to give it to his mother. So it was going. So pilgrims were making bhajan and all those things going. Then somebody was such a nice man. Did you ever see that Amarnath Noma? No time for me. Whatever I get, again I have to go to catch some other people. So I used to, because I have no time to take even bath. I have to take, you are also pure and coming here, taking bath and this thing. And also, I don't know how to chant. I have no time, this my life is going on then. They told, why this is like this means, what is going to happen to you? This is the Mukti Dham, people are coming. What to do, my condition is like. He was very much worried about that one. So he went to his house. Mother was asking, go take food. No, no, ma, I am disturbed mentally. He never told about this thing. And many people, pilgrims used to tell him, was very much worried. Like that, after few days, he got some group of people. That's a very middle class family. He was carrying. And in some spot, they stopped in a near a tent. They were all residing, staying there. This fellow said, what is going to happen to me? This is my condition. My family condition is also very bad. And after that, he just was walking. He could see something like a divine light in a valley. There, below that hill, he could see something in the mountain. He saw some divine light. He thought, what is something I could see? Some divine light. I could go and see there. So he just went down and reached there. And she could see a devata, an angel from something very beautiful. She is writing something on a book, notebook, very quickly writing something on the notebook. Then he said, Ma, what are you writing? There is she. I am a very poor man like this. What are you? You look like an angel. Oh, what are you? Just she, I am going all around the world. So I am collecting the details of the devotees, those who are devoted to God. Maybe they are going to Mecca or Medina or Jerusalem or anywhere. Throughout the world I am making the list. Like that means those who are devoted to God. Like that I am a devotee's name, I am a bhakta's name, I am writing. Then he feels, Ma, so many years I have served. He told crores, millions and millions of names are there. Ma, kindly see my whether my, because I have so much served the people without expecting any whatever they offer, sincerely I have served, kindly see my name is there. So what is your name? Girat. So my Hindi, I am a Hindi wala. You see my name is there. See, full glance. No, your name is not there. So he felt so much worried. So much of service, so many years I have to take care of my. Now I am growing old. Not even, nowhere a little place in the heart of the divine. I could say, my name is now, what is going to me? I have to go to hell only. Naraka. Was so much worried, disturbed. And he was without taking. Then after some time, another group of people came. That mother told you, you are lying, go. You have to get some money. Then he started with him, half-hearted he was walking. So almost completed. They were growing, the cross some more distance. And they wanted to rest. Hey, Kirat, take something. And no, no, ma, I'm not interested. So he said. Then that night also, he could see some of the different kind of light is there in another place. Hey, I saw the other day something else. Let me go and see what is there. He went there, and another angel, different angel, more beautiful than the earlier one. He was writing something. Ma, Mataji, ab kon hai? Who are you? So, I am an angel from the heaven. What are you doing, sir? So, earlier I saw taking the list of devotees, but this angel said, so, there are devotees for Rama, Sita, Mataji, for Shiva and everything Krishna was doing. And they are devoted to the Lord. They say they are devoted. They are the devotees of Rama, Sita, Krishna, Ganapati, Muruga and all. That list. But this is those who are loved by God. They are loving God. You should know whether God loves them. That is the important. Because we are devotee, you tell I am devotee of Bhagavan Ramakrishna. You are devotee. You should know that Bhagavan Ramakrishna loves you. One is a devotee of Jesus. Whether Jesus, whether he loves you. That is the important. Hare, this is another something. Ma, so you see, I am not a devotee, that is already granted. You see whether any place is there, whether God loves me. What is your name? I'm to Girat Hai. My name is Girat Ma. I'm very poor, like this one. So she took Your name is first there. You are the first person. God loves you in the world. Because sincerely you are taking care of the family. And also you are sincere with the devotees and all. So that in you, your name is in the topmost. Girat. You are loved by. That attitudes we have to develop. We may talk that we are the devotees of Lord Krishna, Rama and all those. You should know whether God loves us. So this is the one small incident. So we should, whatever activity we do, I may be a sadhu, he is the pujari, and there are four organizers, we are all devotees. Always thinks that one, that God should love us. Such activities we have to conduct. So this is my small prayer to all of you. This is my experience too. Jai Sri Raja Ramachandra Murti ki.
Jai.
Jai Sri Sita Mata ki.
Jai.
Jai Sri Anjaneya Bhagavan ki.
Jai.